Chazar zeichen nishlo bachach es chashag, remember Yehuda mesech the sukkah daf dalad. So the more of the schach of the sukkah was higher than 20 amas, and you decrease the 20 amas space by placing cushions on the floor of the sukkah, that will not be a valid reduction of the space, because even if he's mevatel the cushions to remain there throughout the duration of Yom Tov, since most people would not be mevatel cushions in this way, his bittel is ineffective and the cushions are therefore not considered to be part of the floor of the sukkah. If someone wants to raise the floor by placing down straw, which he's then mevatel to the floor, it does act as an increase to the floor, because surely then if one places down dirt and is mevatel it, for sure it's going to be effective as well. If someone puts down straw without expressly being mevatel it, but where it's known that he will not be needing to remove it, or if one puts down dirt without any express intent, and even without us knowing that he will not be needing it, the effectiveness of these items will be subject to machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi says the straw that was placed without express intent, but with the knowledge that they will not be needed to be removed, and the dirt that is left there even without that knowledge, both become batel. However, dirt, he says, that will have to be removed has the status of straw that was placed without that knowledge, and it would not become batel. The Rabbanon say that even straw and dirt only become batel when one expressly was mevatel them. So after Gemara, if the leaves from the schach hang down to within 20 amas of the ground, and there are enough leaves that they could make most of the sukkah shady, the sukkah would become kosher based on that. It would be considered less than 20 amas. If a sukkah was 10 tefachim tall, but the leaves from the schach hung down to below 10 tefachim, Abaye thought to say that if the leaves could not provide shade for most of the sukkah, they should be considered as non-existent based on this concept that we just said in this last case, and the sukkah should remain valid. However, Ravot said to him, this sukkah will anyway be possible because the hanging leaves have created a scenario of unpleasant living. It's very cramped, and therefore would be a possible sukkah. Zok de Gemara, if someone builds a platform which is tall enough so that the space between it and the schach is less than 20 amas, and this platform reaches three of the sukkah's walls, because in other words, it goes opposite the entrance to that back wall and it touches the two side walls, and the platform covers an area equal to at least the minimum size of a sukkah, meaning large enough for his head and most of his body in his table, 7x7 tefachim, and then the sukkah will be valid. If the platform only reaches two of the walls, so if there's less than 4 amos between the end of the platform and the wall, the sukkah is valid. In fact, remember, what's the chiddush of the second halacha? Mishnah already teaches the halacha of doifin akuma, that when a wall is less than 4 amos away, we view it as a bending wall and it's considered to be reached the schach. So why would we think it's different over here? After the Gemara, from the Mishnah, we may think that we only apply doifin akuma when the wall is otherwise valid, just somewhat separated from the schach. In our case, the wall by itself is taller than 20 amos and therefore invalid. We therefore need it to be taught that we would apply doifin akuma in this case as well. Zok de Gemara, if someone builds the platform in the middle of the sukkah, not touching any wall, if the platform is within 4 amas to all the walls, the sukkah is valid. Again, in fact, Gemara, we know the concept of doifin akuma, so why are we teaching it yet again? Gemara said, we may have thought that we only say doifin akuma when we have to say it to one wall, but not when we have to say it to multiple walls at one time, kamash malan, that we even say it to multiple walls at one time. Zok de Gemara, if the sukkah was shorter than 10 tefachim and someone dug into the ground, thereby increasing the height, if there's less than 3 tefachim between the newly dug out area and the walls, it's valid. The reason this must be so close and we don't allow up to 4 amas of space is because walls don't have the status of halachic walls when they're less than 10 tefachim. To create walls, the dug out area has to be within 3 tefachim. Zok de Gemara, if one builds a pillar that is 10 tefachim tall within the area, So within the area of a sukkah, and the area on the top of the pillar has the size of a minimum sukkah, and then he puts his pillar into a sukkah whose chach is over 20 amas high. Abaye thought to say that we would say good asik, which means that we would view the size of the pillar as reaching up to the chach, creating halachic walls, thereby creating a valid sukkah on top of the pillar. Rava said that won't work because we need noticeable walls to create a sukkah, and this sukkah does not have noticeable walls. Raisa said if someone erected a frame, meaning four poles without walls, on the roof of a house and spread schach on top of it, Rabbi Yaakov says it's a valid sukkah, and the Chacham say it's possible. Rav Huna said machloikas is only when the frame is put up at the edge of the roof. In that case, Rabbi Yaakov said we could say good astik on the walls of the house because they're considered to be noticeable, since the walls of the house are noticeable. And the Chacham say that these walls are not noticeable when you're standing above the roof; they're not noticeable, and therefore good astik can't be applied over here either. However, if the frame was put up in the middle of the roof, all would agree that would be an invalid sukkah because the poles of the frame itself do not constitute walls, and therefore it would be a possible sukkah. Rav Nachman said, no, the machlek is even when the frame is built in the middle of the roof. Rav Yaakov says that the poles are at the corners of the frame act as complete walls, since they are a tefach wide towards both sides of where the wall should be, and the Chum say that the sukkah needs at least two actual physical walls equal to the size of a minimum sukkah, and the third wall could be a tefach, and therefore it would be possible. In fact, remember, does Rav Nachman mean to say that Chum would agree that the sukkah would be valid when the frame is at the edge of a roof, or it means they argue in both cases? So Zokmar take Gublap the Shailam. A Braisa says, In fact, the Gemara Braisa says that when a frame is built on the ground and covered with tzchach, Rabbi Yaakov says the sukkah is valid. Now, building the frame on the ground is like building in the middle of the roof, and yet he says it's valid. And the Chanami, Zok the Gemara, this refutes the version of Rav Huna to Yufta of Rav Huna. In addition, from the fact that this Braisa says that they argue when built on the ground, which is like the middle of the roof, it must be that they agree that it would be valid if built at the end of the roof. This seems to refute the first part of Rav Huna's statement as well. So Rav Huna would say that in truth they argue in both cases. The reason the Braisa states the Machlekes in terms of the case of the middle of the roof is the teacher, Rabbi Yaakov, says it's valid. Even in that case, it teaches how far Rabbi Yaakov goes. Zakhtin Mara Braisa says, when one sticks four poles into the ground and covers them with tzchach, Rabbi Yaakov says it's valid as long as the poles are thick enough that if they were carved into a right angle, there would be a tefach towards each side. If the poles are that large, then they're considered to be four walls and there's therefore a valid sukkah. The Chum say that a valid sukkah has to have two complete walls and a third wall that's at least a tefach.